There's a lot going on in the gospel today. I want to highlight three things. Peter going fishing, a charcoal fire, and Jesus' command. So Peter says, I'm going fishing. And we may say, well, what's the big deal? He's a fisherman. Fishermen fish. The Greek implied in this, however, implies an ongoing or habitual action. So as far as we know, when Peter was called on the Sea of Tiberias or the Sea of Galilee sometime before, he'd left his profession of fishing. And so therefore now, I'm going fishing could mean this, I'm done. Or at least, I got to get this stuff out of my head, to clear my head. I'm not sure what's going on. The one that I left everything for and followed around for 3 years, I watched him die on a cross, be killed. And then he rose from the dead. The tomb was empty, and he's appeared a couple times, and there's a lot of people talking about it. I'm not sure what's going on. I don't know what to do. So right now, I'm going fishing. But I think there's another reason why Peter says he's going fishing. And this reason, no one else knows about. Peter knows something about his own life that the other apostles don't know. He hasn't told them about that one moment that he has not yet dealt with. That moment was when three times he denied Jesus. It's true the other apostles were less than loyal themselves, all fleeing at the time of either the scourging or the crucifixion itself. But Peter was the one that Jesus gave the keys of the kingdom to. Peter was the one whose name Jesus changed from Simon to Peter, meaning you're my rock. You're going to be my guy. You're the one that I'm going to build upon. And Peter was the one who said, even if everyone else, Lord, abandons you, I'm not going anywhere. I'll never abandon you. I love you more than the others. I'm going to fight for you. Then the night came, and that moment happened. And that moment, even though Peter hasn't dealt with it yet, it's running over and over again in his head. It torments him. You, aren't you one of his disciples? No, I'm not. A second time, and a second time Peter denies. A third time, you are. I saw you with him. Peter's third denial evokes such a strong denial that it's as if Peter says, may God damn me to hell if I even know who the man is. And Luke's gospel says that immediately when he said that, the cock crowed and Jesus' eyes and Peter's eyes locked. And he went out and wept bitterly. So up until this point in the gospel that we hear today, Jesus has appeared to his disciples, we hear, two other times. One time was on Easter Sunday, and the second time was the gospel that we heard last weekend when Jesus was in the upper room and Thomas was there, and Thomas put his hand in Jesus' side. And of the number of these appearances that Jesus has made thus far to the apostles, we know of a number of different conversations that has taken place. But there's one conversation that, as far as we know, has not yet taken place. And that's the one-on-one conversation between Peter and Jesus. And Peter doesn't want to have that conversation. He's avoiding having that conversation at all costs. Because of the pain, because of what he's betting Jesus is going to say to him when they do finally talk. All the promises that were made, they're gone. They're out the window. You blew it. I'm just going to get somebody else. So there they are. They're in the boat fishing. Someone calls from the shore, Jesus. So they don't know it's Jesus yet. And they say, have you caught any fish? And they say, no. And you got to wonder if these people ever caught any fish, ever. And he says, try the other side of the boat. And they do, and they catch a large catch. And at that, John says, it's him. It's the Lord. And Peter, in a moment of excitement, doesn't think. He just jumps into the water and swims as the others paddle to the shore as they're only 100 yards away. And as they get to the shore, they see Jesus standing next to a charcoal fire. What's the big deal about a charcoal fire? There's only one other place in the entire Bible where a charcoal fire shows up. And it just so happens to be three chapters earlier in John's Gospel. It was Holy Thursday night, and Peter was keeping warm by a charcoal fire. And while at that charcoal fire is when Peter denied Jesus three times. So when Peter crawls up onto the shore and sees Jesus standing next to a charcoal fire, everything in him, you'd have to imagine, is saying, I think I'm going to get back in the water. Because the charcoal fire for Peter represents the most painful, embarrassing, shameful, devastating moment of his life, where he royally messed up. So Jesus intentionally builds the charcoal fire so Peter would see it, not so as to rub his nose into it, but as if to say, Peter, I know about that moment. I know all about it. And it's okay. It's why I went to the cross. See, God's mercy is not vague and abstract. It's very concrete and particular. Jesus wants Peter to know that he is forgiven for what happened at that charcoal fire. Because what happened at that fire, that's the moment that torments Peter. What happened at that charcoal fire, that's the thing Peter would take back if he could. That's what replays over and over in his head. And like Peter, you and I can do some bad things. And it doesn't help us much to know that I've been generally forgiven. I want to know that I've been forgiven for that. So the question for us this evening is, what's your fire? What's mine? What's the thing, the event, the moment in your life that causes you the most pain, embarrassment, and shame? Maybe it's a stupid mistake that we made when we were younger, a moment of infidelity. Maybe it's an ongoing rut that we're in with alcohol or pornography. And also, in prayer, I felt the Lord really wanting to make this point clear and to stress this, that for some of us, our fire or that moment maybe isn't something that we've done, but it's a traumatic experience that someone did to us. And it's caused us, that moment's caused us to push Jesus away. It's hardened our heart because we haven't dealt with it. So as Jesus is on the shore and he lures Peter to the fire, this evening he lures you and I to the fire to approach what's in the past and to see him on the other side of the flames. And again, that moment can be a moment where we royally messed up. It can be a current cycle of sin that we're in. Or these can be just dark moments in our past. Traumatic situations that when we think about them, even if they're 5 years ago, 10 years ago, 30 years ago, when we think about them, they evoke in us a strong emotional response. And the Lord wants us to go back to that moment. But not to go back to that moment alone. To go back with him. Not that it gets undone. It can't be undone. But he wants to bring peace to it. To us. He can heal the wound that's caused by it. See, for Peter, the moment that at the fire that torments him, that moment created in him a wound that's been affecting him, that he can't shake, he's been dragging around with him. Peter's not free. And it's a wound that Jesus identifies, he knows it's there, and he wants to get at. So he builds the fire to remind Peter that he can be set free. A wound that we let Jesus at, he heals. It's what he does. It's what he wants to do. I haven't met anybody without a wound. Either from major sins that torment us, like in the case of Peter, or wounds from past stuff. So many of us carry around things. We carry around stuff from our past, and we're trapped in the past because of it. And maybe those situations, those moments, they still control us in many ways. And the Lord wants to say, you don't have to carry it around anymore. You don't have to be trapped in the past. Today's an incredible opportunity for conversion and or healing for some of us in this church. And it takes place when we're led to whatever the fire is in your life or my life, and having a conversation with Jesus who's there on the other side of the flames. So what's your fire? What's mine? Let us approach our fire as Peter did, to see Jesus through the flames and to be healed. See, when we do that, when we experience that like Peter did, and we know what it is that he's done for us and what he can do for us, and we've been set free, it's important then that we hear the words that Peter hears Jesus gives him. Feed my sheep. Because there's a lot of hungry sheep out there today. A lot. That is to say, there's a lot of sheep that we can say to them, you know, there's a guy out there who rose from the dead, and he wants to meet you at your fire.